Bank of Cardiff. This is Amy.
Amy Chu?
Yes, this is Amy Chu.
This is Mr. Miracle calling you back from the IRS help desk. And my ID number is 1000727548, and it's in reference to SD2763190.
Hi, thank you for returning my call.
Were you able to get in?
No, I wasn't, and my supervisor informed me that we're not going to be able to download Internet Explorer for the computers that we're currently using. We're strictly a Mac-based program or Mac-based business, so there is no option, unfortunately, for Internet Explorer to be a browser.
All right. Are you able to go and get this all set up, maybe at a library or something, or somewhere else that might have a DOS-based computer, or I'm sorry, a Microsoft-based computer?
I don't have access to any of those resources right now. My only option is I could try, like, maybe on my PC at home.
Get it through and get working, and once your system you have now may be able to get you in. It's just a matter of getting that application fixed.
Right, and after we spoke yesterday, I logged in and tried to move forward with the steps, but it was still pretty much the same thing that we left off on. I just wasn't able to see information to submit the application or couldn't access the TIN matching on my part.
Right, because your application wasn't finished. Give me just a moment. I'm going to see if there's any way I can submit it for you.
Okay.
What I'm going to do is there's nothing here that says I can't do it, so I'm going to go ask my lead just to make sure I don't get myself in trouble for trying to submit this for you.
Okay, no problem.
So give me just a moment. If they're going to allow me to do that, I'm going to need to ask you the questions I asked you yesterday to actually go into the application. So there's no need for me to ask you them if I'm not allowed to do it anyway. So give me just a moment while I do that, okay?
Yeah, sounds good. No problem.
Thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is 21. Huh? Yeah. like bleeding in general, x-rays. Did you get all phase figured out or no? We're sending that underwriter a $25 starter plus gift card to Trident. So just say that. Good look. Thank you, bitch. Huh? Why? Let me get my sandwich and then I'll see if I can help.
Where's your sandwich from?
Did you guys already go to lunch?
No, we haven't gone anywhere.
Oh. So DK got me lunch. Oh. Alright, I'll be right back.
If you guys like have to go, you guys can go. I'm on a call. Dude, that's fucked up. What the hell?
They are going to let you. They are going to let me do that for you, just to see if we can't get at least that part fixed. If you're unable, once I do this, and you're still unable to get in it, the only way you're going to be able to use this system is if someone in your office, if they get a Mac, a non-Mac based computer,
right,
you know, so that you can get Internet Explorer.
Okay.
So,
sure.
Let me. I just need to go back here for our 10 matching.
Mm-hmm. Do you need me to log myself in as well?
Well, I want. Well, after I do this.
Okay.
I want to get my end done first, then we'll have you log in.
All right, sounds good.
So give me just a moment. I just got to get to the page. You are a registered user. Okay, ma'am, since you're registered and the registration side of your social, do you want to give me the social again?
Sure. Full social?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, full social is 552-971736.
All right, and your username for e-services?
It's AMCHEW3958.
All right, thank you, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
And the EIN for the company?
Company's EIN is 20-125-3942.
And again, the legal business name of your company?
The company's legal business name is Commercial Finance and Leasing Bank of Cardiff, Incorporated.
I can tell. That's why you're frustrated.
Okay, ma'am. I want you to go ahead and try to log in and see if we can't get in here.
Okay. Sounds great. One second, please.
You go ahead and do that. Actually, go ahead and try. I'm going to see how long there's a waiting time for this application.
Okay, so I'm just going to irs.gov.
Correct. For Tax Pros in the top right-hand corner.
Mm-hmm.
And then Access eServices on the left.
Okay.
And then log in and register. Put your username and password in.
Sure. All right, so I was able to log in to the website, and now I'm on the landing page where I select the company information.
The address. Go ahead.
It's a little confusing for me because there's actually two options that list the address. One is the DBA and one is the legal name.
Is there one with an address? Or they both have an address?
Yeah, they both have an address. I guess I'll pick the one with the DBA.
Okay. We're going to try it.
Okay.
You know, I've met some cats. I really like them.
Okay, so now that I've selected the option, right now it says...
Do you see 10 matching application and e-services or something, right?
I just see application and registration services on the left-hand side. Okay.
Application.
Cats make you sad, I get it.
Okay, and then here, it says new 10 matching application. It says, I'll tell you what I see under services. It says e-file application, ACA application for TCC, and then new TIN matching application.
So here, man, I'm going through the tutorial real quick to see how it is you're supposed to log on.
Okay, no problem.
To do is go ahead and go back. See if you can go back to the page where you selected and select the other one. Because you should be able to see a link for 10 matching. You shouldn't see one that just says
okay.
New application.
So in order to go back, can I just hit the back button or will
that you should be able to
mess
try
things
that,
up? Okay.
Be okay.
All right, so hit the back button, and then you would like me to hit application?
Yes.
Okay. So,
well, no, I want you to go to the back button to the point where you can choose the other. Remember you said you chose the DBA?
Oh,
I want you
okay.
to choose the other one.
Sure. Okay, so I just selected the second
okay.
option, I guess. It says the page you requested is not available. If you are authorized to use this function and this error persists, please call IRS.
Just go ahead and close your browser and start over.
Okay, and I just wanted to advise that I did do that step yesterday of clearing all the cookies.
Right.
And that was through Chrome.
Right.
Okay.
That's fine, but you're not seeing the link. And well, if we can't see it today, I would wait. Let's give it 24 hours, and it may take 24 hours for you to see the link.
Okay.
An issue too.
Was there anything?
Let's go ahead and log in. Let's go ahead and try to log in and see if you see it though. Just use the other name this time. Don't use the DBA. Use the other one.
Okay. Okay, so now when I hit that I'm trying to log in to eServices and opening a new window, yeah, it says the URL error.
That's what you had yesterday. Oh, my God. And you're totally closing out of the browser, correct?
Correct.
And you don't have, do you have any other browsers open?
No, not at the moment.
Do you know how to clear your history real quick now?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, go ahead and clear the history out. Close the browser again and try to go again. Just on a personal note, this is why I don't like Mac.
No, I understand. I'm not a fan of Mac either. This is just, I guess, mandated by the company.
That's fine. They're paying for them. They can do what they want.
Yeah.
I personally have a regular a DOS-based or a Microsoft.
Exactly.
Computer.
That's what I use as well in every other workplace that I've been at.
But there was no late payments. Like, do you have any documentation? He's like, it was all over on the phone. But we can show them the banks there's nothing late. So they've got to know that up front. So there's no like, issue. Mm-hmm. Will you afford that to me?
Hey, Ruth, could you use my bathroom, please?
Yeah. So who's calling MCC, Kara?
I'll see.
Yeah, who's calling
who? Urban, what are you talking about?
What? Someone said he's calling off.
All right. All right. It's still giving me the same error for some reason.
That URL error?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Do you think like it's something to maybe wait a day?
Yeah, and I'm actually off tomorrow. What I'll do, why don't I call you, try to call you again Monday at 4 o'clock at the same time when I just called you, and then try to, we'll go in and look at it again.
Okay.
Does that sound okay?
Yeah, that would be fine.
And I do apologize. I'm a perfectionist, and I just don't understand why it's not working, so it's aggravating me.
Right, I understand.
So I'd like to work that way. If I have this issue, I can learn from it. It's something I can learn from, too. So.
Sure.
We can't resolve it Monday, we're probably just going to have to go to the point of they're going to have to, if they want you to use this, they're going to have to get a different computer.
Yeah, I understand. And a solution that I thought of is maybe I can bring in my laptop that has Internet Explorer and we can try from there.
There you go.
Yeah, I'll have to see if that's an option with the company at all, because, you know, if they do want to use the service and Internet Explorer is the only, you know, way to do so, I think there could be a workaround for it.
That's correct. So let me give you a call back. Don't try anything with it. Just have a nice weekend.
Yeah, you too.
We'll try to get, We'll try to go over it again Monday. Okay.
Okay. All right, Monday at 1 p.m.
Yeah, I'll call you roughly about the same time. Yeah.
Okay.
It's four. It's almost 4:30 here, but it's 1 o'clock
okay.
your time. So.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. You have a nice weekend.
All right. You too. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.